Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Friday 4-Pack. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Arcan in for Keith. 4-Pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We were joking about the atmosphere around Red Sox Yankees. I don't feel the anticipation level. I really don't. But I do think by Monday, depending on how the series goes, either the sky is going to be falling or people are going to be on board. One way or the other. So I think people will be watching this weekend. I don't sense the anticipation level is super high, but we do have all Red Sox Yankees themed in the Friday 4-Pack. What's first up, Billy?
First question, how do you fix the Red Sox Yankees rivalry?
Arcan, how do you fix it?
Violence. That's what I think it is going to take. And not that I want anyone to get hurt or anything like that, but a little bit of old-fashioned bad feelings. I don't think that there's any sort of, you know, like between the two teams, there's no real anger. There's no players that you really hate even these days on the Yankees that much anymore. Like, I just feel like a lot of the bad feelings, the anger, the brushbag pitches, the guys playing with edge, just sort of the idea of, you know, it's you and us and one of us is going to come out of here and the other one isn't. Like, that whole part of the rivalry is gone. And I think that was the part of it that really got people the most interested and the most involved. It helps when the two teams are good, too, obviously. But even back in 2021, there was an element of it missing, and I think the element was violence.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think some bad blood between these two teams would certainly go a long way. I also just think, you know, getting the two teams, and this is overly simplistic, but getting the two teams good at the same time would go a long, long, long way. And how do you do that? I think the Red Sox need to go back to, and Bregman was a step, going back to signing the same stratosphere of players the Red Sox were in on. Like, for instance, I know he's not off to a great start with the Mets. Stealing Soto away from the Yankees, like that game, that would go a long way. And I think it gets back to some of what you're talking about, Arcan. It would, you know, poison the well a little bit between the two, create some bad blood, some competition, the evil empire between these two organizations. I think that's what they need. I don't think we're anywhere near it. I'm not telling you it's a quick and easy fix or that it's happening anytime soon.
Well, maybe if the bench coaches are out there stealing signs again before the game, you might see a little dust up there.
Maybe.
I thought that was interesting. They score 11 runs. Go figure, huh? That was all very interesting. But yeah, I think that element of it would be welcome at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, to me, I think that's what they need. And how far away are they from that? Both being competitive and making the playoffs in the same year, brushing each other back, having bad blood. I don't know. I don't expect any of it. Maybe we get it this weekend, but that's how you get it back. What else, Billy?
Your least favorite Yankee of all time.
Okay. I think I know who yours is, but I want to hear it.
Scott Brosius.
Oh, I don't know who yours is.
I hate Scott
Brosius. I thought
you were
going to be a Paul O'Neill guy.
I don't like Paul O'Neill either, but Scott, you know me. I get easily triggered. Scott Brosius' face Just seeing his face. Remember when he hit that home run off Byung-Young Kim and he's running up the first baseline, pumping his fist?
Sure.
That triggered me more than anything in the world. And it wasn't even against the Red Sox.
I was going to say, you're talking about BK Kim when he was in Arizona.
When he was with the
here.
D-backs. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do I hate Scott Brosius? I've always hated him. I thought he was like Roger Dorn personified, basically, okay. from Major League. Like, if that was like a real person, that's who it was based off of. I hate his face. I hated how he used to kill the Red Sox. Scott Brosius, by far.
I was going to say, maybe he's kind of like Tyrese Halliburton. Maybe. Look out for him in a big spot. Very mediocre player. And then takes over.
That's a good point.
Late in the game. Paul O'Neill, I had a second name because I assumed you were going to go Paul O'Neill. You want to talk about a hateable face and a giant baby and a garbage player who Yankees fans way overrate. Oh, he had a batting title with the Reds. Yeah, I got it. Not a good player. So I hated Paul O'Neill. Let me give you another one. Jabba Chamberlain. Couldn't stand Jabba Chamberlain. I wanted those midges, those
bugs,
little flies.
That's what I immediately thought of.
Which, by the way, Keith, look out for those in Cleveland. But yeah. I wanted those things to eat him alive. Like, I wanted them to treat him like piranhas and come out like a skeleton. And so, no, I couldn't stand Jabba Chamberlain.
I liked
either.
When he grew that mustache and looked like Steve Balboni for a couple years. Remember that? That was cool.
Sure. Any Yankees were missing there, Billy, or anybody you specifically hated on the Yankees? They're a very hateable team.
I hated Paul O'Neill.
O'Neill's a good one.
I hated Paul O'Neill. I feel like it was funny because I had said Scott Brosius about half a second before I did. But yeah, no, both of them got very
Jeff Nelson,
faces.
I also hated.
I didn't mind Jeff Nelson.
Out of the bullpen. Remember when he beat up that bullpen? The guy jumped in the bullpen and him and Stanton beat that guy up? Remember that? At Fenway?
The Kareem Garcia thing? Was it all in
No,
it was
that?
Some
There's fan. Another hateable like, one, too.
Kareem Garcia is another one. But no, some guy, I think, like jumped into the bullpen or fell into the bullpen, and Jeff Nelson and Mike Stanton
like a fan. Oh, gotcha.
At Fenway,
gotcha.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, least favorite Yankees. You can send those in. What's next, Bill?
Favorite Yankees of all time.
Ooh, it's a tough one. Or is it? I think it's pretty easy.
For me, it's Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, okay.
I because of the way he played, he was this little guy who could steal a million bases and hit for power, and he had
40,
this really 40-40,
I believe, at one point in his career.
One year, I think he led the league in stolen bases and in hits or something like that. At any rate, I didn't like him because he was a Yankee, but he was one of those guys where I was like, man, if he ever gets out of there, I'd love him on the Red Sox. He ends up getting traded for A-Rod, and he was there for a couple of years with the Red Sox torturing them, but I always liked watching him. He was just one of those guys that was fun to watch.
Now, I know Nick is in charge of random baseball player. Alfonso Soriano, much, much too good for random ball player.
Oh, yeah.
7-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger, All-Star Game MVP. I don't know if that really matters. Did he go 40-40? That's what I was looking up.
He must have.
He went 40-40.
Barrel on his bat.
40-40. Yeah, that was like long before the torpedo bats, which, by the way, that's quieted down. How are the torpedo bat complaints? But he went.
Josh Chisholm's been on the IL for like 3 months.
Is that what it is? He went 40-40 in Washington. He spent 1 year in Washington. He went 40-40. Then they were like, we're done with you. And he went to the Cubs. Alfonso Soriano is good. I think, isn't Mo Rivera like a pretty easy one?
Yeah.
Very likable.
I was thinking about it.
He's a likable Yankee. Like, you didn't want to see him in at the end of games. He was going to rip your guts out at the end of most of these games, at least until 04.
Except those two.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that. Like that's basically your whole Mo Rivera experience going back to the late 90s. But coming in and having a sense of humor about it the next year, tipping his cap, I think Mo Rivera would be at the top of my list. Any Yankees you specifically liked?
Too many.
Really?
Too many. Yeah, I liked a lot of them. I'm going to go right up the middle of the field.
Wait. Oh, I was going to say, did you like when they were kind of going through like that string, like when they had like Daryl Strawberry and like all
like
those
Canseco?
Guys? Yes.
No.
Okay.
I liked Posada.
Yep. You like Posada?
Posada.
Gross.
Loved him.
What?
Posada,
why?
What's to like about Jorge Posada?
Hang on. Stop. You like Jorge Posada?
I like Jorge Posada.
Ugh.
Okay, can I keep going?
No.
Well, no, I just didn't expect that at all. I have the visceral reaction.
Switch it and catch it. No batting gloves.
Okay.
No problem.
Oh, he peed on his hands. How cool is that?
Yeah. Sort of racist Alou.
Yeah,
a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero.
What else you got?
All right. I like Andy Pettit.
Oh, my God. I hate this list. You like Andy Pettit?
And Bernie Williams.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of okay with
those
Bernie
are less
Williams.
Offensive than Jorge Posada. I'll give you that. But I hated Andy Pettit.
Billy's just a Yankee fan, I think. I didn't realize Billy's just
Billy's like all of them.
Yeah,
like,
I like the Yankees. I love Bernie
so long
Williams,
as they wear
obviously.
The pinstripes, I'm
I
a
understood
fan.
The rivalry, and I knew why I had to hate them, but they had a lot of players I liked.
Yeah, okay, so in real time, none of us liked Jeter, but looking back on it, it was kind of silly to be like, Jeter's the worst.
Yeah. He was overrated, I think. But,
yeah, like,
you know,
like Paul O'Neill, Brocious, yeah. Jabba Chamberlain, Posada. I know Billy liked him, but like
ooh, Brett Gardner's a good one. I hate Brett Gardner.
Brett Gardner was the one I was thinking of.
That stupid fat head of his.
Giant.
Him
head.
And Luke Voigt.
Yeah.
He'd take his helmet off. You're like, holy Christ, where were you hiding that thing?
Like the head like expands when he takes the helmet off. He looks like the Great Gazoo.
No, he does for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's our final one, Billy?
Best Sox Yankees game you attended.
Okay. I was racking my brain for this. Now, I'm trying to remember the exact time. And it's not easy to pinpoint. When I was a story time with Jones, when I was a freshman at Northeastern, I waited out all night for Red Sox Yankees tickets, and it was the end of my freshman year. It had to have been April of 2004. So the Yankees were at Fenway from the 16th through the 19th that year. I don't know what day it was specifically, but we show up, we wait on the street all night.
Sick brag, bro.
Legitimately, wait on the street all night for, like, standing room tickets. Like, I don't know why we had to do this as poor college kids. But we did this, and we went over, and we were there, and we got in. And when we got on the field, it was Fan Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So you walk into the stands, they're like, yeah, they have everything roped off. And you could walk around, like, basically the entire perimeter of the field and get all kinds of pictures and autographs and things like this. And I went with a good buddy of mine who's a Yankee fan. And he begrudgingly was taking pictures with Red Sox and had a great time. He was like, oh, it's a dump of a ballpark. I don't even want to go. And why are we even going to this? And then next thing we know, we're on the field. So I don't remember the game. I don't really even remember the date. But I remember that experience of being out there, my first time ever setting foot on the field at Fenway Park, which was awesome. So, yeah, April of 2004, Red Sox, Yankees, in a year where they eventually went on to win the World Series.
Yeah, pretty good year for sure. Yeah. Mine was a year before that. So I was in college, and my roommate was from Connecticut, and he was a Yankee fan, and we drove back from Colorado together. So we were in Connecticut. We had tickets to the Red Sox, Yankees. The game was on July 7th, 2003, and this is the way it was at Old Yankee Stadium, and this is the way the game
started.
Oh, you
went to the Old Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
I never went.
And Pedro was pitching.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. Pedro's on the mound. We get to our seats. I'm wearing like a Manny Ramirez shirt or something like that. And all the other guys I'm with are all Yankee fans. And the Red Sox come up. Yankees, they go 1-3. Yankees come up. Pedro hits Soriano, and he has to leave the game, go to the hospital. Jeter comes up next.
Oh, you were at this game.
And he drills Jeter right after that.
Awesome.
And Jeter has to leave the game and go to the hospital too. And I'm sitting there going, hell yeah. And then I look around and I'm like, oh God. Like, it was about as hostile of an environment as I've ever been to at any sporting
event. Red Sox gear?
I was wearing a Manny Ramirez shirt, yeah. Okay.
And so this was the game that Pedro was like, I sent them both in the same ambulance.
Yeah. And I was at this thing, and I'm watching it going, this is awesome. And then for the rest of it, this was the first inning.
Yeah.
For the rest of the game, and the Red Sox lost. For the rest of the game, people are throwing popcorn at me. Anybody with any Red Sox stuff anywhere, because of Pedro drilling Soriano and Jeter, Red Sox fans were, like, targeted the entire rest of the game. So I was getting beer thrown at me and popcorn and peanuts and all this stuff for the entire game, and then they lost in the end.
What's the deal with that now? Like, you can wear Red Sox stuff no problem to the new Yankee Stadium, right? Like, is that an issue?
I haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium in a long time.
But
not
like
since,
back,
like, Matsui
like,
played
0-3? You can't be wearing Manny jerseys for a Pedro start Red Sox Yankees in 0-3.
You definitely can't when he hits the first two.
That's like asking for it.
Yeah. I was there with a bunch of Yankee fans, so I thought I'd be okay.
No, you go up with, like, maybe a hat. You can't be wearing a jersey. Not back then. You're lucky you made it out alive.
I barely did. But that was, I don't know if that was the best game ever. That was the one I remember the most, for sure.
Interesting. Billy getting taken to task for liking Posada. Which makes sense.
That's the hottest take of the day.
Honestly, a shocking answer. I was not ready for that when Billy said that. Chuck Knobloch?
What? Who likes Chuck Knobloch?
No, as a hateable Yankee.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's hateable.
No, that's
although you felt bad for him at the end when he couldn't throw to first. Remember that?
I didn't feel bad for
him. He had the yips like Mac Jones.
Yeah, that was a good. That was my favorite Arcan question ever. How'd that go again? You were like, yeah, you got the yips there, Mac. How'd that go?
Yeah. I asked him if he had the yips, and he said, what's that? And it's like when a golfer can't make a short putt or, you know, you can't throw to first or whatever.
What
and he's
question.
Like, that's not a real thing in sports.
Honestly, okay. I'm so jealous I didn't ask it. What a question. Arcan nailed it. Arcan nailed it. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the Friday four-pack. Red Sox, Yankees. You can feel it in the air. Favorite Yankees, least favorite Yankees, favorite experience. Arcan lucky to be alive after going in with the Bleacher Creatures in 2003.
What is that?
The yips where, I don't know, it's a golf thing where you can't, you know, or a baseball thing. You can't make an easy throw. That was a terrible explanation of the yips, by the way.
Right to his face. Yeah. Right? Was that on the phone or was that? Was that
I believe that was on the phone.
That actually sounded like it on the
phone.
That
was a phoner, but I would have asked him that.
What a question.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.